Our service will begin from the back of the church in just a few minutes. Just a final welcome to all of our guests, as well as a number of our people that, as I understand it, have been down from the north for a number of months, and this is their last Sunday with us. For all of you that have joined us, may God bless you this morning, and safe travels as you return back home again. So we'll start in a few minutes. Will you please stand and face the back? You may follow along in your worship folders or up here on the screen that is above me. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive.
Now, I would remind you of the gospel which was preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For it has been delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures.
But if Christ is raised from the dead, how can some say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. If the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. You may face the front as the cross passes you. Once again, thanks for joining us this morning on this, our Easter festival here. We've had a great morning. It's been a wonderful opportunity to worship our Lord and Savior here. Make sure that you, both our members and our guests, we've got these cards that are in racks in front of you, our Faith Fellowship cards. Make sure you fill those out. You can turn those in to the ushers at the conclusion of the offering. So let's continue then in our worship there in the middle of page 4, or again following along on the screen. Alleluia! Christ is risen. All praise to God the Father. All praise to Jesus, God's Son, risen from the dead. All praise to God the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. We bow our heads. Father of mercies and God of all consolation, come to the aid of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that as we hear your holy word, we may realize our sins, lay them before you, receive your forgiveness and grow into the fullness of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Redeemer. Amen. Holy and gracious God, I confess that I have sinned against you this day. Some of my sin I know, the thoughts and words and deeds of which I am ashamed, but some is known only to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask forgiveness. Deliver and restore me, that I may be with him and he with me forever. Amen. By the mercy of Almighty God, we are redeemed by Jesus Christ. In him, we receive pardon, remission, and the Holy Spirit to help us live new lives for him. Rest in his peace, and as he is now risen from the dead, rise anew each day to love and serve him. Your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray this prayer together. Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament lesson for our Easter festival service, the day of our Lord's resurrection, is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 25th chapter. Just as the many tears from Good Friday were dried up quickly with the events of Easter Sunday, so also shall our tears be permanently dried up through the message of the resurrection from the dead. Reading from verse 6, the prophet foretells of the humble king. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore you double. This is the word of the Lord. Our second lesson is from the first letter of St. Paul to Corinthians, the 15th chapter, in a continuation of the lesson we began our service this morning. We are given the comfort that all our spiritual enemies have been defeated in the victory of Easter, especially death. Reading from verse 19, St. Paul writes, "If in this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Long ago, at many times and in various ways, God spoke to the forefathers by the prophets."
Because of the length of this morning's gospel lesson, I'm going to ask that you remain seated. We now bring to you the glorious account of the resurrection of our Lord, the Easter gospel, according to the four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices that they might come and anoint the body of Jesus. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. The women came to the tomb when the sun had risen, and they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, even though it was very large. The women went into the tomb. Entering the tomb, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. So Mary Magdalene ran to tell the disciples. And it happened as the other women were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. The women were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth. But one of them, who was like a young man, clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.'" And they remembered his words. The angel continued, "Come and see the place where they laid him. Then go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you, 'Behold, I have told you.'" So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid, but ran to bring his disciples word. Mary Magdalene then came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb. We do not know where they have laid him." Peter, therefore, went out and the other disciple and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths lying there. Yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there and also the handkerchief that had been around Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who came to the tomb first, went in also, and he saw and believed. You see, as yet, they did not know the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes. But Peter was marveling to himself at what had happened. But Mary, who had returned to the tomb, stood outside by the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and exclaimed to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "teacher." Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene ran to tell the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. As the other women were also returning to the city, behold, Jesus met them also. He greeted them, saying, "Rejoice." So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Then they returned and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. But their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. Behold, some of the guards came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, "Tell them, 'His disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure.' So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. This is the gospel of our Lord. The Apostle Paul writes concerning the resurrection of Christ, if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. You are still in your sins. Let us then confess our faith in the triune God and in Jesus Christ, who has indeed been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. To the words of the Apostles' Creed, please stand as we confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Friends, hallelujah, Christ is risen. A few moments ago, I read a combined account of the Easter Gospel so you could get the full flavor of what happened on Easter Sunday. Years like this, it may be just as well that we did. My text for this morning is Mark's version of the Gospel. Mark 16, beginning in the first verse. Here's what Mark has to say regarding the resurrection. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him, but go. Tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. That's it. You may be seated. This, my friends, as you could well understand, is the most special day of the year. One of the days I most look forward to, but there are some times where I just don't want to share this moment alone. So I wanted to find somebody who, among other things, is probably a really good sport about this. And we're going to spend a couple moments at the beginning of our message here. Where'd you go? You took your head off. You're trying to hide, aren't you? Stand up for a moment here. Now, friends, for those of you that are visitors amongst our midst, this is the type of person, there isn't a single congregation that could ever survive without her. She currently serves as our chairperson, but she's worn so many hats, not even just hats that look like this, but hats of the congregation that just have helped us through so many things. And to be able to not only share the message with you, but also to people like this is really important. Do you like standing here just looking at the people? Because I don't know if they like standing looking at us.
Okay, we're leaving?
Huh?
We're leaving?
No. No. We got a message for you. Okay. Look at the screen. April Fools. That's for being a good sport. Have a seat. Friends, take a look. Indeed. Today, April 1st, is April Fool's Day. And you have a hard time believing this because, sometimes I think about the Easter message for weeks. But then when things happen, like what they did this morning, not very often am I going to be changing an Easter message just a couple hours before worship. But today, I just had to. And again, for you members, you're going to recognize this. For those of you who are guests, our Faith Factor, they performed last night. They did the sunrise service out at Timber Green's golf course this morning. They've been an extremely busy group. I even offered them a sum of money greater than 30 pieces of silver for them to play one song for us this morning, but they just had other things to do. But a couple of weeks ago, They had won this special plaque it was for the most entertaining non-professional float at our Chasco Fiesta parade. Now, even though they weren't setting up a float today, they still had to use the same trailer and everything else that they hauled to the golf course. There was just one problem. This morning they got pulled over by the police on their way there, and it was not an April Fool's joke. I had commented to them as they walked in after our early service this morning. Nice to know that they had all posted bail this morning, but it's just some problems with the trailer this morning that they had that apparently they noticed. But you know, my message is entitled, Who is the Ultimate April Fool? And on a day like today, you know, that's a really good question, because at the first Easter, the answer seemed to change so many times. At the very beginning, when, you know, it was just Friday, I'm sure it was all of the Jewish leaders and the people that were yelling, crucify him, that were looking up at Jesus and saying, well, there it is, the ultimate April Fool. And if there's anybody else who is more foolish than he was, it would be those people who would been stupid enough to follow him around. And boy, they were going to try to make a fool out of everybody. They had dragged Pontius Pilate into this whole thing several times already, even on the day that was the Sabbath. The scripture was very careful to not make mention of the fact that the Jewish leaders violated the Sabbath to go in front of Pilate and say, hey, you're going to put a guard in front of the tomb. He said something about raising from the dead, and we know that's not going to happen, but we don't want the last fraud to be worse than the first. We'd like to have a guard of soldiers. Now, what they ended up with then was a group of people who were designed to fight a small army. These are not people that they could be put to death even for seeming to be inattentive. There wasn't going to be any of this business of falling asleep. But then again, who were the ultimate April fools? As soon as the Sabbath was over, which meant that the sun had just gone down on Saturday night, and here are the women preparing the spices. Now, I don't want to be too harsh on them. They were serving faithfully their Lord, at least they thought they were, you know, wanting to do for him what they thought was one final favor. Quite a bit worried. Okay, we saw that there was that great big stone rolled in front of the tomb. I don't know exactly what's going to be done with that. But you know, maybe they were some of the ultimate April Fools. I mean, Jesus said to them everything that he had said to his disciples. And yet, all they were doing was preparing spices to anoint a dead body. And then Saturday turned into Sunday. And now here are these guards. These guards who have the commission to carry out to make sure that nothing is going to happen, to make sure that the Jewish officials that had put him there got the last laugh. And then here comes the earthquake, and the angel of the Lord comes and rolls the stone away and sits on it. And the soldiers shook and became like dead men. And by somehow accepting a sum of money to say that somehow they would fall asleep, there are some people that 2,000 years later remain some of the ultimate April fools. But maybe we're looking in the wrong place. For all the talk, for all the things that were going on, for a gospel that barely sets the table and then ends. I mean, there's a few verses left of Mark, but it seems to be from a completely different account written later. So whether the original ending to Mark was lost, we're not sure what happened. But it's a really odd place for the gospel to just plain end the way it did this morning. But maybe Mark was on to something. Because you see, Is it possible that the ultimate April Fools are sitting in your spot in the pew? Or maybe the biggest one of them all standing here and proclaiming someone to you that we've never seen? Did you notice that even in what was supposed to be the message that sets us free, that shows that the power of death has been defeated, with the exception of a couple of the women, where is Jesus? Over the next 40 days from the day of Easter, Scripture makes a point to say that Jesus used many convincing proofs to show that he was alive, once appearing before 500 people at one time. But for all that the people, friend and foe alike, had seen Jesus before he died, you distinctly get the impression that there were very few such appearances. Even our gospel lesson for next week starts tying together what would happen both tonight and 1 week from tonight. And Jesus would appear tonight and Jesus would appear next week, but apparently not at all for an entire week between the two times he appeared to the apostles. Where is Jesus? And you know, I've been reading headlines for the last week. Got to see another one late last night, kind of final thing before I went home, that said, Christians worship their risen Savior while the rest of the world tries to figure out what it means. Okay, on this day that we call April Fools, who are the fools? Those people who have turned their backs on something that is the very thing that we need for our salvation. In just a few moments here, when we go to prayer, I have to make a couple of announcements regarding a couple of God's people who have been taken from this life and in the power of death have brought about some sadness. But on the other hand, get to do something that we can only dream about. Spending this Easter with their Lord and Savior. Or do they? Are the ultimate April Fools those people who have decided that based on the word of Scripture, based on a promise that they will see him someday, have restructured their entire lives around the celebration of Easter? Now, I know Easter is really something special. It is so special that I actually get to see some people that maybe I haven't even seen since last Easter. But even if you're a regular here, you're welcome to enjoy the celebration of Easter every single Sunday. There's always been something about Easter, because that's where our victory lies. But it's only a victory if the resurrection of Christ is real. One thing you can be certain of: the enemies of Jesus were going to do everything they could. Now, we don't read much after this about the lengths that they were going to try to go to try to find the body of the Lord Jesus. Well, he's got to be out there somewhere. We got to go find him. We never hear that, but you have to know that the enemies of Jesus were willing to devote every bit of resource that they could to try to prove that we were wrong and they were right. But okay, when you look at who the ultimate April Fools are, I might even grant that. Maybe we are the fools. Maybe we are fools for Christ, who don't know any better, who understand we can't do it ourselves. So God did it for us. Paid the price we could not pay. Gave the only sacrifice that would be effective against the power of sin and death and hell. And oh, by the way, yes, there is such a place. Otherwise, what was Jesus dying on the cross for? Yes, my friends, being an April Fool comes as a badge of honor. Because, let's face it, in years past, almost everybody was going to be celebrating that joy of Easter in worship. And when you went back to wherever it was, your family, your workplace, whatever, whether you talked about it much or not, you had all seen the joy of what it was to have Christ risen from the dead be proclaimed to you once again. But today things are different. Today, you're going to be going back to your schools, to your neighbors, and to a lot of people who are still going to be sniggering like some of those people were standing at the cross mocking Jesus, wondering why you're wasting your time, wondering what it is that is so powerful or makes you look so weak that you need a Savior for all things. I got a little lesson for them. For some of the younger people here, I don't know if you've ever heard of the old TV show that started back in the 1970s called MASH. It was about a Mobile Army surgical hospital that was located during the Korean War back in the 1950s. The war lasted 3 years. The television series lasted 9. But on one of the episodes, and there was an April Fool's episode, but this was a different one. Supposedly, one of the other characters got tired of the star Hawkeye always talking about his old friend and the practical jokes that they would pull. And so he says, I am going to make a bet that I'm going to be able to get every single one of you between dawn and sundown. And of course, Hawkeye is, well, good luck with that because I can't get got. And so what happens? Over the course of the day, you start seeing all these little pranks from things like soap in toothpaste and all kinds of things as one by one, all of the other stars of the show MASH were, shall we say, getting picked off, getting got by some sort of a joke. And when there was only one left, Hawkeye finds himself out in the middle of nowhere, out by a minefield, wrapped with barbed wire around him and holding a golf club in his hand and not getting a wink of sleep. The next morning he goes in, assuming that he was being triumphant, and started telling a buddy, well, I guess I won. Only to find out that, no, that person there really didn't get God. He kind of did it to himself and made it appear like he had. And so did that one, and so did that one, and so did everybody else. Nobody had been, shall we say, got, except him. The greatest fool was made by the joke that never came. My friends, people are looking for Jesus. You, in your heart, have found him. Why? Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's now receive our offerings and our first fruits. As I mentioned before, you can put the Faith Fellowship cards in the collection plate as the ushers pass by at the conclusion of the offering. Friends, in the joy to everlasting life, but in the sadness of the power of death, it has pleased Almighty God to call to himself soul of our oldest living member, Marcella Hess, passed from this life at the age of 104. There will be a service this coming Friday morning at 11 a.m. It will be down at the Meadowlawn Funeral Home, which is also a part of the cemetery that's down in South Newport Richey. The service will be Friday at 11. Interment will follow graveside right there at Meadowlawn. Once again, Friday at 11 o'clock. It is also pleased Almighty God that this Easter will be spent with his Savior Jesus by Mr. Bob Shirkus. His funeral is going to be 2 weeks from yesterday, Saturday, April the 13th. The current listed time is 10 o'clock. That time may change, but the date will be Saturday morning. We'll get the final time here soon. Military rites and a brief committal service will take place also here at the church, and a lunch will follow here also at the church. The interment will take place at a later date in California. We also want to remember in our prayers Tara Clausen, Lorraine Christopher, and also our member Hank Witt, who was taken to the hospital yesterday and is hospitalized at Trinity here on this Easter Sunday. Please note the special prayer response that is up on the screen. As we lift up our heads, we bow our heads in prayer as we lift up our hearts on behalf of all of God's people and for everyone in accordance with their needs. Merciful Father, we praise and bless you that in your infinite love, you were willing to sacrifice even your only Son, offering him up for our trespasses, raising him to life for our justification, making him the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. We thank you for that triumphant resurrection, by which indeed he has done away with the power of sin and death, given us a new life, a living hope, an inheritance that is kept for us in heaven. In the name of our risen Lord, hear our prayer and give us life. Gracious Holy Spirit, we glorify you that by your grace, the message of Easter hope and victory is proclaimed throughout the world. And now, that through the Holy Word and also the sacraments, all the riches of salvation provided for us by the redeeming work of Jesus are given and assured to us. Indeed, we remember that Jesus has redeemed us from the bondage of sin to death, by his resurrection has delivered us into new life in him. Lord, grant us to keep the feast in sincerity and truth, faithfully eating his body given into death, and drinking his life's blood poured out for our salvation until we pass through death to the promised land of life eternal. In the name of our risen Lord, blessed Holy Spirit, empower your church to carry the tidings of Easter and life and joy into all the world. Bless your church. Make it both in this congregation and everywhere throughout the world a living fellowship of believers, a communion, sharing your sacred things, a people of living faith and hope, a family active in love and every good work. In the name of our risen Lord. Lord, look with pity on all who are persecuted and oppressed, and especially those who are martyred for your sake. Be with all who are beset by doubts and temptations, all who are burdened by fears and loneliness, all who are stricken with hunger, sickness, and disease, all who are troubled by the fear of death, all who are tempted to despair of your mercy, all who feel the pain of separation in both family situations and also those who must serve to protect and defend the freedoms that we hold so dear. Dear Lord, we lift up before you the Hess family, the Shirkus family, the Witt family, and now someone in our own lives that is in need of the special help and comfort that you give that we name before you in a moment of silence. Let them find joy and hope in Christ's victory over every human need, giving them the assurance of his eternal peace. In the name of our risen Lord, hear our prayer and give us life. Now to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. Him who lives forever and who has taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The words of our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Alleluia! Christ is risen. The The peace of the Lord be with you always. Our liturgy concludes on page 11 with the post-communion collect. Please stand. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us pray together. We give thanks, Heavenly Father, that you have strengthened us in faith through this sacred meal, and we pray that your Holy Spirit will keep us in confident hope until we celebrate it with your Son in the eternal wedding banquet of the Lamb in his kingdom, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His love and tender mercy endure forever. Amen. Bless we the Lord. Receive the blessing of the Lord into your hearts and into your homes. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Christ is risen. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed.
Friends, thanks for joining us. Oh, yes, we're blessed with children here like you wouldn't believe. I got a note last night of my nephew who's got three small children who decided in a restaurant last night that they would practice those Easter lines at the top of their lungs a few hours early, the ones we know so well. Alleluia, Christ is risen. And it was about that loud. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Have a blessed Easter.